Generally speaking, Aflarian hair wasn't very good at holding a curl, but that wasn't stopping the ladies of Burzgan from trying. And it was not just the nobles or merchants. In the last month alone, at least 3 different servant girls had cut off their long braids and attempted to sear their hair into careful ringlets, the sort Princess Asofi wore. Crown Princess Adele regarded the trend with a mixture of derision and pride. She had thought it would die down after the wedding, but now the alchemists were even selling some sort of potion that would turn dark Aflarian hair blonde. Lady Bridget had nearly killed herself with one just a week ago, thinking she was meant to drink it instead of pouring it onto her hair. Asofi, for her part, wasn't reacting to her many imitators. These days, she spent most of her time seeing to the construction of the university, or caring for Corinth, the baby dragon that she had been given to raise 1.5 years ago. Corinth had done a great deal of growing since then. He stood just below Adele's knee when he was on all fours. If he balanced on his hind legs and stretched his neck out, he could almost reach her waist. His wings, when unfurled, were twice as wide as the length of his body, though he had made no real attempts to fly yet. Despite his length, he was rather thin and not nearly as heavy as one might expect. Adele and Asofi supposed that this was because he would someday be able to fly. He knew his own name and the meaning of no, though he sometimes liked to pretend that he did not. He ate meat, raw or cooked, as well as sweets and pastries from the kitchens. He refused all vegetables and most fruits, but would also go after moths, crickets, and frogs if they caught his eye. He had his own room, fully furnished, though Adele wasn't sure what he was meant to do with a writing desk, but preferred to sleep on a single blanket near the fireplace. Adele had learned to shake her boots out before putting them on every morning, because there was a good chance one of them would contain a silver fork or a jeweled necklace. Adele's primary fear had been that the Aflarian people would reject Corinth. After all, he was a member of the species that, until very recently, made it their goal to rid the world of men. But she had not seen anyone react badly to him. In fact, he seemed to be quite popular. He was not at all afraid to accompany the royal huntsman on his rides, or help the maids with their washing, or join Knight Commanders Glace and Livius in their morning meditation in the chapel. When he went missing, he was usually found hovering around the feet of the kitchen staff, waiting for something good to fall from the tables above. The only real problem was that most people regarded Corinth as a very interesting dog, rather than an intelligent creature that would someday be able to speak. Adele and Asofi's wedding had been 8 months ago, in early spring, so early that traces of snow melted in weak sunlight, and acolytes from the Temple of Evander were hired to make the flowers bloom. All her life, Adele had always assumed that marrying would mean a loss of her own identity, somehow. She wasn't sure where or how she'd developed this notion, but she'd been expecting marriage to transform her into someone she did not recognize. And some things were different now, certainly. She was living with Asofi in the rooms traditionally reserved for the heir and their spouse, rooms she'd spent her entire life thinking would someday be Albion's. Alongside that, she was raising a baby dragon as her own son. But at her core, Adele was still herself. Now it was autumn. The harvest was long past and there was a chill in the air, though it was still a few months to midwinter and Asofi's 19th birthday. That day, she found Asofi and Corinth out in the garden, sitting in a patch of weak sunlight. They were accompanied by Muriel, one of Asofi's 2 remaining waiting ladies. Asofi held a primer designed for very young children and was reading to Corinth in an authoritative voice. Corinth rested in her lap and gazed up at her with bright golden eyes.